The Lowdown. Audio downloads for people who are long on ambition but short on time. The Lowdown. Business Etiquette India. Written by Michael Barnard and presented by Trevor White and Lorelei King.
Hello, and welcome to Business Etiquette India. Today, we're going to give you the lowdown on how to do business in India, using cultural and social know-how to get the best results. This isn't a tourist guide, and it's not an explanation of how India came to play such a prominent role in the world of commerce. It's a quick and easy teach-in for business people who want to trade with India and who want to put their best foot forward while they're there. We'll include some day-to-day travel advice and a little cultural and historical background, but really, this is a dialogue of tips and traps. There are some important rules to follow to avoid misunderstandings and to ensure everything will run smoothly. There's nothing particularly difficult or complicated about doing business in India, but there are some differences from Western protocol and some sensitivities that you need to be aware of. First, we'll cover the initial steps of making contact. Should you telephone, write, or email? Will a potential contact come to see you, or should you jump on a plane straight away? Do you need an interpreter? Should you approach your business idea subtly or directly? We'll talk a little about planning a trip, getting there and getting around. India's a big country, and it's not always obvious what the etiquette is for seeking help from your contact in making travel and accommodation arrangements. We'll address the all-important routines of the business discussions themselves. What's the protocol for Indian business meetings? What sort of agendas will they follow? Is there any specific etiquette or unusual customs which need to be observed? We'll look briefly at some differences in the attitude to commerce and how history and culture have informed negotiations.